tour show with you two, the big guys. If you've been following the U2 thing in the media, I know you have, you would think that the U2 album isn't selling, that people aren't going to the shows, and, you know, we're not going to make a judgment on that, but I think we have to say that that's relative to the massive industry expectation that was placed on the record.
Absolutely, and in terms of actually getting their money back, each show costs $1 million to put on, so it's hard to break even under those circumstances.
You put yourself in a tough spot.
Absolutely.
I have a theory, though, about why it's not being embraced as universally as previous U2 albums.
What's that?
I'm calling an irony backlash here. I think people are getting a little tired of irony. U2 has really been playing the ironic card. They launched their tour in Kmart. They play under this McDonald's golden arch. They call their album pop. It's this, you know, they kind of seem to want to have it both ways, acknowledging the commercialism of music, but not wanting to appear crass. And I think people are getting a little tired of that. I think people want music maybe to just be what it's about and not be kind of everything with a nod and a wink.
Okay.
That's my theory. I know I'm going to be wrong, but
that's
my theory.
But ultimately, U2 still is trying to be earnest with their music. They are putting it out there, and they're also earnest in trying to defend themselves and their music, as KCC found out when we talked to them in Winnipeg.
What did you pay for your ticket?
Like $60.
$60.
And is it worth it?
Oh, it's definitely.
The show hasn't even started. It's worth every penny of it.
Talk about pop music. Talk about pop music. Down to the supermarket. Dig it in the fast lane. Listen to the countdown. They're playing our song again.
Is Bono God?
The Messiah.
Save my soul.
Warhol's statement of everyone would be famous for 5 minutes and isn't a can of canvas soup a glorious thing. It's just mixing all that stuff up for us and saying, look, we know what we're doing here. At the end of the day, it's about whether the music's any good.
That's why we're on the road, to be honest with you, is to sell our songs. You know, that's what Pop March is about, selling our songs, not our souls. We're giving that away.
Leads right into the fact that the business end of what you've been doing has in the popular press overshadowed your music. Has that been unfortunate for you?
That's harrowing. Yeah.
Larry, what do you think? Do you cringe when you read those headlines? Oh, another show cancelled, or they're not going to play Dublin, or yes, they are playing Dublin, or it didn't quite sell out?
No, because, you know, we've taken our audience on a roller coaster ride. You know, we had the Joshua Tree, you know, we had Rattlin' Home, we had Octum Baby, we had Zero, but then we had Passengers, and now we've got Pop. So we're taking our audience on a roller coaster ride, and, you know, we are doing what we want to do, and you know, it's not like we're failing. And I think that, you know, there are certainly people, you know, would like that headline because it's a good headline. U2 fails, because we've had so much positive press, we're doing so many things, it looks good in print, but the reality is something different. Was true, you know, and you know, if we were in trouble, okay, it still would be the right thing to do. As it happens, we're not. We're about to sell 2 million tickets. When we came out of New York, we just played to 120,000 people in New York, and you know, they photogrammed, sold whatever it is, I don't know, something like 5 million records worldwide, whatever, that I can't even keep up with it. And it's like, U2 in trouble. You think,
what is wrong? What are people's heads at? It's like Jimi Hendrix or the Beatles didn't sell this amount of tickets or the music business has gotten very greedy, and they wanted us to be their flagship and, you know, and sell billion records. Well, U2 has made a very awkward, complex record. It's going to take till the end of the year before it sinks in what the songs are and what's going on there. And, you know, we knew what we were doing when we put out Discotheque. You know, we're not stupid.